In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today actually is the last Sunday in the Holy Great Fast, and it is called the Sunday of Baptism. Why it is called the Sunday of Baptism? Because the catechumens were instructed and were taught all the Great Fast. Then actually on this Sunday, which 1 week before the Holy Week, they were baptized. Why they were baptized? In order to celebrate the Holy Week as full believers in the church, not as a catechumens, but as full believers. So the church on the last Sunday used to baptize all the catechumens so to participate in the Holy Week as full believers. And if you remember in the prostrations that we do from Monday to Friday in the meetings, there is a big litany about the catechumens, because the church was praying always for them in order to be instructed. And they, at the end of this litany, we say, and in the due time they may receive the holy baptism for the forgiveness of our sins and for the inheritance of eternal life. And baptism in the tradition of the church, in the understanding of the church and understanding of the scripture, it is enlightenment. People who were sitting in darkness, now they go to the light. As we say, we who were sitting in darkness and shadow of death, a light has shone upon them. So in baptism, we move from darkness, blindness, into the light of Christ. That's why the church is reading to us today the parable of the man, the story of the man who was born blind. Because this story explains to us our status before baptism, for knowing Christ, we were blind. But now actually, we moved from darkness to the light by our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and when we accept baptism. In the Gospel of today, actually, the last verse scares me. When the Lord said, for judgment I came to this world, that those who see, for judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see. Those who are blind, those who were in darkness, like this man who was born blind, they may see. And those who see, those actually who believe that they are not blind and they see, may be made blind. Then the Pharisees, when they heard these words, said to him, are we blind also? The Pharisees were self-righteous, self-righteous. So those who are self-righteous, they see themselves right. They see themselves not blind. So they asked the Lord Jesus Christ, are we blind also? Then the Lord actually told them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. Which means, if you admitted your blindness, then you would repent and you will not have any sin. But now you say we see. Now because of your self-righteousness, you are in denial and you don't admit your blindness. Therefore, your sin remains. Your sin remains. The problem here that sometimes many of us who are like these Pharisees, because of our self-righteousness, we say we see. We're right. We are right. That's why we will not be healed and our sins will not be forgiven. It's like, for example, a person who is addict. If he admits that he is addict, then he will receive treatment and he will be healed. But as long as he doesn't admit and he say, I'm okay, there is nothing wrong. As long as he is saying, I am okay, I have nothing wrong, I see, then it is impossible to be healed, to be healed. So, what are the reasons that make some of us refuse to admit our blindness? What are the reasons that some of us who are blind, but they are scared to admit their blindness? The first reason, that we want to be right. We want to be right. And because we want to be right, that's why I justify everything I am doing, because I'm self-righteous and I want to be right all the time. Actually, when we do anything, it has to line up with our beliefs. Our actions should line up with our beliefs. So when my action does not line up with my beliefs, I will feel discomfort inside me. I will be not comfortable. That's why I start to lie to myself and convince myself that what I did is not wrong. And I try to justify it. And I will justify it because I want to be right. And there are many ways to justify it. I can misinterpret even the whole scripture in order to justify my action. I can actually misinterpret and manipulate others around me in order to justify my wrongdoing. And when somebody tells me you are wrong, I will lose my temper and I will get angry. The person who is not in self-denial, the person who admits his blindness, even when he is right and others accuse him that he is wrong, he will not lose his temper. He will not lose his temper. But if I am losing my temper and I get angry when somebody tells me you are wrong, then most probably I have self-righteousness. I don't be wrong, like these Pharisees and religious leaders of Israel. They did want to be wrong. They refused to be wrong. When actually the Lord Jesus Christ said parables about sin, about them, like the wicked vine dressers, they knew that he said the parable about them. And what was the reaction? Actually, they wanted to kill him. Instead of repenting and saying, I am blind, they wanted actually to kill him. So maybe the first reason, I want always to be right. How can I diagnose this or not? The easy thing to diagnose it, when somebody accuses you, even falsely, are you going to lose your temper? St. Mary was accused falsely in her actually virginity, but she was peaceful, she was calm. She trusted that the Lord actually will defend her. But those who are self-righteous and want to be right all the time, they will get angry when somebody tells them you are wrong. The second reason why we don't admit our blindness, because we want to avoid change. We want to avoid change. Sometimes I like the situation in which I am in. For example, there are some sins called beloved sins, dear sins. I know it is sinful, but I don't want to give it up. I want actually to stick to this sin. Maybe it gives me pleasure, it gives me joy, it gives me fun, even temporarily. That's why I know if I admit it is wrong, I need to give it up. But I'm not ready to give it up, like addicts, those who live in sexual immorality. They are not willing to give it up. St. Mary of Egypt, the saint of today, actually, she lived for so many years in sexual immorality. And I am sure she knew that what she was doing was wrong. That's why when she went to Jerusalem and she couldn't enter the church, immediately she realized that this is because my sinful life. But why all these years she did not admit it? Maybe because of pleasure, of sin. Maybe she was making money out of it. That's why if she admits her sin, she would lose all of this. But when she realizes that, yes, she can have money, or she can have pleasure, but when she dies, she cannot enter heavenly Jerusalem. That's why she start her wonderful repentance, and how she lived in the wilderness, fighting against temptation, until God gave her the power and grace to overcome temptation. Many times we are scared of change. We are comfortable in our comfort zone. Even if this comfort zone is dysfunction, even if this comfort zone is wrong, but I am comfortable, that's why I'm scared of change. I don't want change. Also, change needs effort. Change doesn't happen like this. So change needs to fight the good fight. We heard in the story of Saint Mary of Egypt, she fought for so many years against sin and against temptation. So am I willing to fight the good fight, to pay the price, or I am comfortable in my dysfunctional zone? That is the second reason. The third reason, that I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be hurt. And actually, in the gospel of today, we have an example. The example of the parents of the man who was born blind. When they asked him, who healed him? Is this your son? They said, yes, this is our son. And he was born blind. And now he is seeing. But who healed him or who did this for him, we do not know. And this was a lie. They lied. They did not admit the truth. Why? Because they were afraid to get hurt. And that's what the Bible said. His parent said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. So many times, because we are afraid to get hurt, that's why we continue in our blindness. Like Marcus, the father of Santa Damiana, he was afraid to lose his position as a governor. So he denied Christ because he was afraid to lose his position and to be killed. Till Saint Damiana sent to him and told him, it was better for me to hear that you died for Christ than to live and keep your position while you denied Christ. And upon these words, he went and confessed his faith and was martyred. So many times we continue in our blindness and we are afraid to admit our blindness simply because we are afraid to get hurt. And here the message to all of us. And believe me, every one of us, including I am the first, have certain area of blindness in our life. We have blind spots in our life. And the Lord is telling us, if you were blind, if you admit your blindness, you would have no sin, you will be healed. But now you say we see. Now you admit that you don't have any blindness in your life. Therefore, your sin remains. That's why what is the treatment here? What's the treatment? Number one, actually, honesty with ourselves. Honesty with ourselves. And this honesty will come from God. When we pray, Psalm 139 and say to God, search my heart and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in way everlasting. It is God who searches the heart. And I need to be willing to listen to the voice of God inside me. When the Holy Spirit rebukes me and convicts me and tell me you are wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts each one of us. But sometimes we suppress this voice. We run away from this voice. We don't want to hear this voice that tells me you are wrong. Like when God said to St. Paul, why do you persecute me? We suppress this voice because, again, we want to be right. But listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit inside you. Ask God, and with David, search me, O God, and see if there is any wicked way hidden in me and guide me in way everlasting. Listen to the feedback from others. Believe me, God many times sends us feedback through others. Don't be defensive. When God sends you a message, just listen to it. Don't be defensive. And if it's the wrong message at the end, blessed are you when they revile you and say false things about you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. But listen to the people. Feedback. Number three, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Have time with yourself in which you pray, and then listen to yourself. Ask yourself questions. Why I am doing what I am doing? Why I have these emotions around this person? Why when I hear this, I became angry? Ask yourself these questions and be honest with yourself. And believe me, when we are honest to ourselves, we will admit our mistakes and we will admit our blindness. Denying your blindness will not heal you, but admitting it will heal you and heal your wounds. Maybe sometimes we don't admit our physical illness because some illnesses has no treatment. But what's beautiful about spiritual illnesses, all of them are treated 100% and guaranteed by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. So any spiritual illness, any blindness in our life will be healed 100% if we admit it, take responsibility, don't blame others for it, we have ownership of it, then actually the Holy Spirit will work in me. And through repentance and confession and communion, we will be healed 100%. And as I said, it is guaranteed by the blood of Jesus. So let's dedicate this liturgy to ask God to search for our wicked ways that are hidden in our hearts, and to ask Him to open our eyes as He opened the eyes of the blind man, to open our eyes in order to admit our blindness and take ownership and responsibility for our blindness. And then actually we ask Him to heal us, and all of us, we will say with this man who was born blind, yes, though I was born blind, but now I can see. We need actually to repent and prepare ourselves for the Holy Week and for the resurrection, which actually is a promise for our resurrection and our inheritance. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.